the gray room. The communication has been spotty, mostly due to long-fought wars and some climate change. I was told to go to my gray room, and there I stay, a prisoner of my own mind, solving Rubik's Cube after Rubik's Cube, but unable to temper and tame, not a single thing, not a cat nor a mouse, neither a mangy canine nor Bengal tiger. I have paper and pencil, and there is a slot that wants to be a window, one that gives and takes, one that admonishes in one breath and forgives in another. At least the gray room is no longer white. I like it that way.